Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Intentional grounding against Williams and the Bears. It's a 61-yard punt, perfectly placed.
Illegal formation. Kicking team number 48 is not on the line of scrimmage.
And those are killers.
Intentional grounding. Offense number 18.
Loveland, the motion man. And flags fly.
False start. Offense number 62. Half the distance to the goal. First down.
They lead the NFL in false start penalties. Joe Tooney just cost his team 2 yards.
Yeah, I think you see flashes of some explosive plays and some really good things happen. But the penalties to me is what stands out first and foremost. You know, we still have some of the pre-snap issues. There's occasional not getting lined up quite right. There's occasional not getting the motion quite right. And so that stuff it adds up and it hurts us. We get away with it occasionally, but it's just not the way you win in this league. And so I really put it on the leaders there in that locker room to get this ship going the right direction in that regard. Us coaches, we've been pounding that drum now for a while, and we haven't gotten the results we wanted. So it's on the leaders here on this team to get us right.
Woo! That's yesterday after the game. Coach Ben Johnson putting it on the leaders. I got some thoughts about that. Spiegel and Holmes here on the Score.
Yeah, I have some thoughts about it too. Before we get to that, and we appreciate everyone hanging out with us here on a Monday when we're talking about everything, a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. The sad thing that we didn't even talk about or realize because all the other stuff that was going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I said there was something sad that we didn't even get a chance to think about. Now you're going to make us sad.
Derrick Henry passes Walter Payton on the all-time touchdown list.
Did he really?
Yeah.
On the touchdown list?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I like Derrick Henry, though.
He's a rightful, like, I'm not trying to diminish Derrick Henry. That dude's amazing. I'm just saying, it's like, that's one of those moments you're like, oh, man, that's too bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't feel it like that because Walter's still Walter. And I know you think so too, but it's like, at least we're mentioning Walter. At least we're mentioning Walter and we're thinking about his excellence. How many games for Walter to get to those touchdowns versus Derek?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Derrick Henry with all those postseason games in this era too. Like, I'm sure that's a huge part of it.
Here's the list. Here's the top 10 touchdown lists for running backs.
Can I,
you ready?
Can I play categories?
Oh, yeah. Let's play a little quick category. I should. Yeah, there's a tie at 9, so there's 10 people. Okay.
So this is running backs, touchdowns, all time?
All time.
All right. Emmitt Smith.
Yes, number 1.
Okay.
Hold on. If you want to play along in the car and just scream out who you think should be on the list, feel free to do so. That's totally fine.
All right.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba. We are looking at the category is, by the way, this counts as me hosting categories this week. The category is NFL rushing touchdown career leaders.
So far, we have Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, and Derrick Henry. Alex.
Well, I mean, you could have kept going.
Tony Dorsett.
I don't think so.
No, Tony Dorsett is not in the top 10.
Tanny, you want to play?
Not really. I'm trying to get Alex out of the room. I don't want him anywhere close to this.
Tony Dorsett is number 24.
Okay. How about LaDainian Tomlinson?
LaDainian Tomlinson, number 2 with 145 touchdowns. Emmitt Smith, by the way, 164.
Okay. How about Jerome Bettis?
The Bus is number 12 with 91.
Oh.
Tanny, you want to make a guess? No, still?
Not really.
All right.
Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin always seems to find himself on these lists, but he is number 15.
Oh.
Tied with Eric Dickerson.
Ooh.
But I do think if we did rushing leaders, Curtis Martin, I think, is fourth.
Adrian Peterson, or is this a DUI list?
Wow. Adrian Peterson is number 4 on the list. He is the next person in sight for Derrick Henry.
Okay.
He's got 120.
All right.
Paul Konerko.
Paul Konerko is not on the list. I would say, to help out, I would say think of our childhood. One of the guys is definitely our childhood, Speaks. The Demo's childhood. Watch this guy do all sorts of amazing things.
Earl Campbell didn't play it long enough. That's too old.
Earl Campbell is number 28 on the list.
How about Mike Allstott?
Mike Allstott is a really good guess, but he is not in the top 10.
Mm.
Keep going. Our childhood.
Thurman Thomas.
No. You need some help?
Yeah.
All right.
Franco Harris.
I would say...
Larry Zonka.
You're throwing way too much at me for me to fact check it. But one of these guys should always be in the discussion when we're talking about great running backs and doing stuff.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly.
Not Orenthal James Simpson.
These guys should always be.
Whenever we talk about the greatest running backs ever.
Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk is correct. He is tied with someone who we talked about recently in a very different way on this show.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
But one of these you should all automatically say when we talk about running backs.
Marcus Allen.
Yes, number 3. That's the one from our childhood.
Right.
He is 3rd.
Right.
But one of these guys, whenever you talk about the greatest running backs who have ever lived.
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders is number 11. Who might be better than Barry Sanders?
Has anybody said Jim Brown yet?
Thank you, Alex. Yes, Jim Brown
is
on the list.
Not my childhood. Maybe your childhood.
Our childhood was Marcus Allen.
Oh, I get you. I get you. How about Edgerrin James? Is he on the list?
Edgerrin James is on the list at number 22.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read. There's only 2 names left.
All right. Go ahead. Just give me the 2.
I'll give you the top 20. All right.
Yeah. Well, we got to get to the penalty stuff. But go ahead. Okay. What do you got?
Otis Anderson, Corey Dillon, Jim Taylor, Marshawn Lynch, Priest Holmes, Curtis Martin, Marshawn Eric Lynch. Dickerson, Franco Harris, Jerome Bettis, Barry Sanders, Marshall Faulk, Sean Alexander, John Riggins, Jim Brown, Walter Payton, Derrick Henry, Adrian Peterson, Marcus Allen, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Emmitt Smith.
There you go. Good category.
All right.
Excellent.
I'm good for at least 2 months. Good night, everybody.
The future disgraced former host of Categories, Lawrence Holmes. All right. So we played Ben at the top of this segment on the penalties, and he challenged the leaders to step up and get it cleaned up. It's something in there that he also said made me think he's definitely talking about his quarterback. In part because Caleb's one of the leaders. Caleb is one of the captains. He's one of 2 offensive captains. Caleb and Joe Tooney. Tooney had a false start. So maybe he's talking about Tooney as well. We talked about the false start. But Lawrence, he also said that we've gotten lined up incorrectly a lot. And sometimes we've gotten away with it. But good teams can't do that. So getting lined up incorrectly, that's on the quarterback, if anybody, specifically.
It's also on those individuals who are lined up incorrectly. It's not like I don't want to – Caleb's job is to make it right, but if you're DJ Moore and you're lined up in the wrong spot, that's also on you. because you should know the play call and kind of where you're supposed to be.
Did you feel like Ben was talking about Caleb when he said our leaders need to step up and get this thing cleaned up?
Yes. I think that any time that a coach is talking in such broad terms that the quarterback has to be a part of it, it also has to be your veteran. I think it's a really – it feels a little premature for Ben to kind of assert, hey, we've done our job. Now it's on the leaders of this team. You're still only seven games into your career as a head coach. It's okay for you to still be harping on the things that bother you.
I'm sure they will. But I think that's a great question for Dave Wannstedt that Mully and Hall will ask tomorrow. I saw Wani on postgame a little bit on Marquee, and Wani was saying, look, at this point in the year, if a guy can't stop committing penalties, this is when sometimes you sit them. Like something, so that would lead me to believe that it is time for that kind of stuff. But and so that's interesting. But here's Caleb after the game when asked about the pre-snap penalties, and I need your help on figuring out how pregnant the pause is and what the pause is about.
All right, I'm on it.
You know, I think that's the two main things that we got to fix, and you know the. You know, guys jumping off sides and those type of things we'll get fixed, and we'll get that fixed and be able to move on from those, and then we just got to execute the plays from there.
So
I got it at 37 weeks pregnant.
Ooh, that's very pregnant.
Very pregnant pause there, about 37 weeks. Almost full term.
The context of that, when asked about the penalties, and he says, we gotta, and then he says, I'll, and that sounds like a guy who's about to say, I'll take ownership of it, but then stops a little short of it because he's trying to figure out if it's really on him, if it's not on him, how he's supposed to talk about it, that kind of thing. That's what it felt like he got caught up in.
I wonder if he got caught up in the, you know, the guys jumping offside, like he's thinking, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that because that is... That's not necessarily on me, but I'm making it seem like it's on everybody else. And then you get caught up where he is, where he has the pregnant pause.
We'll get fixed, and I'll
37 weeks.
Man, that's awkward as he's trying to think about how much ownership he should take.
It's living in the known.
Well, Danny, it's a great day to have a day.
Great day to have a day.
He had himself a day.
Man, when you play bad, a lot of stuff just sounds worse. It's one of the great axioms of sports talk radio, isn't it? You know, it just kind of happens like that.
Why don't we hear what Ben said about it today then? Because I think that he doubled down on this, and I'm not sure if that's the right strategy, but here's what he said.
Yeah, we've talked about it with the players. We'll certainly make sure that they understand, especially now that we lost a game and the penalties were a big culprit as to why we didn't have the success we wanted to. I think now we can, it really opens Pandora's box up here where, hey, all hands on deck here. We got to get this thing fixed. And we've been harping on it as a coaching staff, and when it results in a loss, I think it just magnifies the issue that was at hand.
How was that message received by your team leaders, your captains? And then what actions would you like to see them take this week to change those penalties?
Yeah, would like us to stay on sides. So, you know, it's simple. It's discipline. You know, I think they're as fed up with it as everyone is in the building. And so they understand it's just not what good football teams do. And I think they're going to take ownership of it. I think we're going to be just fine.
Interesting. So he is asking for some internal accountability partners, accountability buddies, as they say in the therapeutic world, some accountability partners to be his, from his leaders, to make sure that they ride their teammates or at least watch their teammates. I'm totally cool with this ask at this point of the season. I think it has become a big enough problem, Lawrence. You've got eight or more penalties in six of your seven games. And he's asking the players to step up and help him with the message. I'm totally okay with it. Why do you think it's a little risky?
I just feel like there's some abdication of responsibility by a first-year head coach. And I get that he wants to give the responsibility to the players, but now you've had two times to talk about it publicly, and it's almost like you're washing your hands of it. Well, we've told them. Now it's on them. I just don't like the way that comes off. I would prefer that we're all looking at solutions for the problems and not kind of pushing it and saying it's their problem. It is, but there are things that you can do if those things persist, like you're talking about, where you might have to sit guys because you can't trust them in some of those situations. But then we get to bigger questions on, hey, was it really the right choice to sit player A when you have player C, D, and E injured? And does it build your culture while maybe losing you a game,
right,
because of it?
So, and maybe that's part of it, is that he doesn't think he can be punitive on that stuff yet because he doesn't have the depth to and wants to keep trying to win games.
Maybe he wants a kangaroo court. You know, maybe that's what he's saying. Like, oh, it's on the leaders of the team. Hey, man, $100 every time you go offside, and we'll give it to Bear charities at the end of the year or whatever, but this has got to change, and here's one way where we can try and change it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's a full-on abdication. It's definitely an ask for help. It's definitely an ask for help, and it's a call to action, and he's been good about building culture to this point. Maybe this can be an effective next step. I guess we'll see how it goes, because players now need to step up. So whether that's Caleb or what, maybe it's Joe Tooney. Joe Tooney with a false start yesterday. You know, maybe he wants Joe Tooney to be all over, you know, Theo Benedet and make sure he doesn't do that. Maybe he wants, you know, Durham Smythe to be all over Colston Loveland to make sure he doesn't do that. And maybe on defense he wants Grady Jarrett and Kevin Byard. Those are some of your captains that he's definitely asking for help about.
Yes, Alex? Thing.
No, I just, we had JT O'Sullivan, the quarterback school guru, on after the Minnesota game, and I keep thinking of his video that week watching all of those false start penalties, and he said as a quarterback, you're responsible for your unit when it comes down to it. So I just keep thinking, when you have a coach coming out and saying this, at least a large portion of this is pointed at the quarterback, right?
I think so. I definitely think so. You know, I'm trying to leave room for the other folks, but that to me seems definitely.
I agree with you. There is an extra burden, no pun intended, that the quarterback carries on that. But if a guy is lined up in the wrong spot, how are we just going to put that on the quarterback? How?
No, it's not just on the quarterback. I don't think it's just, but it's largely on the quarterback. You know, we've asked this question a number of times. I almost asked it to Kurt again today, but I feel like we've asked it, and then we didn't have an extra 4.5 minutes.
It was a 5-minute answer. It's okay. This from Scott Beard.
You got it. Great talking.
Thanks. Danny loved that.
You got it. Great talking.
Thanks. Great talking to you is what he meant.
You work out. This from Scott Bear from Marquee. Scott writes, fuel for the conspiracy theorists out there. You know, I believe he's saying that tongue in cheek, but okay. Who knows?
Yeah.
Per NFLpenalties.com, the Bears have been flagged 64 times for 533 yards, second highest per game penalty count in the league. Bears opponents have been flagged 36 times for 254 yards, second lowest per game count in the league.
So opponents second lowest, and they're at highest, or was it second?
Second highest.
Yeah. Well, you
know,
that
feels like a them problem and not an officials problem.
Yeah, but I will say the last two weeks that there were some bogus ones. Thought there were definitely some bogus ones. Not yesterday necessarily to me. I mean, we touched on a couple of them, but there have been some bad calls against the Bears. Yesterday, I didn't think so. God, the special teams ones were just killers.
I see what you're trying to do, and I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, even though there is a 3-drink minimum at the Chuckle Hut, which I think is outrageous.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversation this week.
And you know me, it's just Diet Cokes, but I'll get 3 of them if I have to, because HT's Tight 5 is solid.
Hey, man, you got it.
Let me just tell you this. Just imagine when we clean up these penalties.
What I hated about that is that woo sounded like, all right, let's go to our list. Yeah, all right. It's like, no, man.
A lot of that stuff sounds similar when teams lose. Hmm. It sounds great when they win. And then when a team loses, you go, oh, it sounds a little corny.
Mm. Yeah, that's the problem. It's like the quarterback stuff when he doesn't play well.
You know? We need to talk about that too.
Yeah, we do. I need to ask you about the timeline of judgment. I want to get my head wrapped around this, see if you agree with where I am on Caleb with this.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I like that idea. Let's talk about Caleb and timelines and lists next here on The Score.
Right. Great day to have a day.
I love that.
Let's keep this thing going. Let's keep being consistent. Let's keep being one. Here we go. Let's come out the one today. Here we go. Work out the one today. All right.
Low energy person.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
When we spoke with Ben Johnson about Caleb, he said, look, I love his approach. He's very coachable. He wants to learn. We really love our system, and it's all about how we can help and support him in building the trust.
Yeah, I think that was the big takeaway, is there's still so much growth to be had there in learning how to go through the progressions of this offense. And one thing DeAndre Swift told us was that he's noticed Caleb Williams' car is in the parking lot a little bit longer. He said he thinks Ben Johnson's got him watching a little more film.
Yeah, we asked him. Nice car? He goes, oh, yeah. Nice car.
I would imagine. USC, NIL, and
oh, yeah,
NFL.
Oh, combined? Yeah, no, he's doing just fine.
Highlights courtesy of CBS. I feel like everyone's gotten a little too comfortable with the Caleb's car is in the lot longer jokes.
It's a good thing, though, isn't it?
Makes me feel like maybe the car wasn't in the lot a lot last year. It is an expensive car.
Well, you can always reread the Tyler Dunn story.
Yeah, you can.
If you wanted to.
You sure could.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Like how the context sort of can grow and shift. I want to be patient and optimistic.
That's your bit. You should stick with your bit.
It's also how I truly like to feel in life. I think it's common sense. It's my desire to feel that way, even in the face of the scary moments that I saw from Caleb yesterday. But let me ask you about this. I referenced it, the timeline of judgment. Mm. So sat here for all of Jay Cutler's career. And I'd have to say it wasn't until like year four or maybe the end of year three.
That you just gave up.
But no, it wasn't until then when I felt like, and I could say, you know what? He's got a decent enough coach, and we've seen him with decent enough wide receivers and a decent enough offensive line that he should be even better than this. Like, there were things. There were, you know, Devin Hester was the number one wide receiver at one point.
So you're thinking once we get to 2013, and once there's Brandon Marshall here, once there's Martellus Bennett here.
Alshon Jeffrey eventually, too. And there have been some offensive line upgrades.
My God, some of these years for Jay.
Oh, dude, he was fighting against it. And it was really understandable to still be in a spot where you're like, Jay doesn't have this. Jay doesn't have that. Jay, you know, how can we even tell yet? And this org is so crappy and all of that. Okay?
Never had a 30 touchdown season.
So, you know, so and you were here. You're covering.
I'm there. I was there.
So it took a little while before we got to a space where we're like, okay, I think we can say that this is just what Jay Cutler is.
I think that there's a lot, and I do think that there are some parallels, and I want to try and walk people through a few of them.
But can I get to Caleb first here?
Sure.
Because then let's say there was Mitch. And you knew Mitch was totally overmatched with Dowell Loggins and John Fox.
And overwhelmed because he hadn't played a lot of college football.
Sure. And he didn't have enough either. And it was like, well, who does he have? And then he gets Nagy. And then he gets Nagy year two. And we're like, man, this should be it. And so it took into year three for Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Justin, and Justin had crap.
Was misused right off the bat.
Right off the bat, and it was clear that Getsy was like a favor hire that didn't make a lot of sense, and a dude who got fired twice eventually. And Justin didn't have a lot, and he had Nagy who didn't like it was trying to squeeze him into his one note system.
And then you finally get him DJ Moore. But by then, most people had kind of given up on Justin.
But I think it took me to year three to feel a certain clarity about Justin. So that's my question. Is Caleb's timeline of judgment shorter? And is it going to be faster because he's got DJ Moore and Roma Dunze and Cole Kmet and Colston Loveland and a head coach who we know knows what the hell he's doing, and an offensive line that they just invested in the middle. And yeah, there's troubles at left tackle. But man, to me, it feels like it is a sped up timeline of judgment for Caleb as compared to the other quarterbacks we've lived through.
I have a theory on why. Because people irrationally talked about him as the most complete quarterback that they had seen since Andrew Luck, because people in the NFL draft industrial draft complex threw out the term generational. It's because people compared him to Patrick Mahomes, which is just, as I said at the time, like unfair to everyone involved in that discussion. And so because of that, I think a lot of people that work in our business will try and sift through that and go, that's unrealistic and blah, blah, blah. But if you're a fan and someone that you feel like you should respect because they're on a platform says to you, this is the greatest quarterback that we've seen since Andrew Luck coming out of the draft. This is a generational quarterback. He's so far ahead of the other guys that you're going to draft in the first round. To then not see it play out as quickly mm-hmm. as you are seeing it play out with the other quarterbacks, it leaves you skeptical
about
it. And it's like, why is he not good? I was told he was good.
And Jaden Daniels did it, and Drake May seems to be doing it.
And Bo Nix is doing it.
Bo Nix is doing it. And C.J. Stroud did it the year before.
And head-to-head, J.J. McCarthy did it to him. Mm-hmm. And so that's in your head, too, where it's like, wow, when is the moment when you're – if you're someone that was expecting it to be better and you're looking at it going, it's okay. Like, right. there's nothing necessarily wrong with it, but I thought that there would be more advancement more quickly.
Uh-huh.
And you disregard that this is a new coach who is taking over the coaching of Caleb Williams. You just wonder, like, should I have to wait all day?
Right, I hear you. So I think you're speaking to the fans' perspective and why that timeline of judgment is definitely condensed. How about objectively speaking? And not that maybe, you know, like if you really put an evaluator there, if you put an opposing coach, an opposing GM, a scout there, would they look at this as a condensed timeline because he's more equipped than the other guys?
I don't think so. I do think that they would probably take other things into account. You would take into account that it was a bad fit last year. But the thing that when I talk to NFL people that they worry about is are the bad habits from what you did in college, or did you learn to live in the NFL? Were you just trying to survive in year one? And because of that, you now have bad habits that maybe you didn't even have before you got here.
You got emboldened last year with those bad habits.
And then there's the concept of learning while unlearning at the same time. And I think that's a really difficult thing to figure out. But then you have to go, well, wait. You know when I was struck by this? It's from what Ben Johnson said, because we were trying to answer a question. And we got the coach's answer on this. The question was, was Caleb's rookie year valuable? And Ben resoundingly said no.
Yeah, he really did. He said that he didn't really get anything from it. And that's a scary concept to wrap our heads around.
It is. And then you add that into was he damaged? Okay, like let's say that he didn't develop because of what happened with him. What can you also then definitively say he was damaged by his experience of being sacked 68 times? And there's a lot of people that will try to figure that part out post his career, if that was the point where things, because that's what everyone says about David Carr.
Yeah.
That David Carr was ruined by what happened to him his first year in the league.
Yeah, it's interesting. I haven't thought about that much this year. I don't feel like I'm seeing that. But I wonder, you know, because part of what we've needed to see and what we still need to see, obviously, is him having the courage and patience to stay in the pocket, that little extra bit for guys to get open, even if he might get hit. And we're still looking for that.
Because we love football and because the people who cover football overall love football, I think that there is a tendency to make whatever the next thing is, you have to raise it exponentially from what it is that you're actually seeing. And I think that puts all of young players, and especially quarterbacks, in a terrible position. It's not enough to say Caleb Williams is a really interesting prospect with a lot of talent, and you look at some of the things he did in college and you imagine what that might look like in the NFL. It has to be to the nth degree. It has to be, not only is this guy good, he's as good as whomever, you know, throw your quarterback in there. And we keep raising the stakes. And I'm saying we, even though we as a show didn't necessarily do that.
Yeah, you know, I would accept if they did a redraft today, he'd go fourth among the quarterbacks. Right? If they did it today.
I don't know if that's true. I think it's easy to say I think it's easy to say because of the statistics, but you have to think about...
It's not just the statistic. It's the way that people talk about Drake May, the way that people evaluate. I think he goes third at a minimum. Jaden goes ahead and Drake goes ahead.
But see, the thing is that the production, we can't look at it like that. people is it's an imperfect science, the industrial draft complex.
I know, but I'm not even talking about the production and the numbers. I'm talking about like reading the evaluations and people say, well, Drake May sees it. Like he sees it, he's throwing with anticipation.
But that's what I'm saying. If we go back to all the discussions about Caleb, everyone except for me and Sean King was telling you, you can't even think about any of the other quarterbacks that are in the first round. It's this guy, and it should be this guy, and there's right. no one else that you should pick. And that's based on what they projected out and what he could be.
But I'm talking about now and like what we see now. That's why if we did the redraft.
I still think that there are projections on Caleb that are higher ceilings than Bo Nix and Drake May.
Interesting.
You're just not seeing it, which is part of the problem.
Okay, all right. It's interesting. It's interesting. Because I'll say this. If the ceiling is lower, like, you can still be okay. You know, you can still totally be okay. If he ends up, my point in bringing up the redraft.
Maybe this ends up being a great quarterback class.
Yeah, right. And he ends up being the fourth best quarterback, and that's still really damn good.
But I'll also say, now Jaden Daniels is playing to his scouting report. It's the idea of this guy has got incredible talent. He's a great leader. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we're worried about is he's a little slight, and we're worried that he can't take the week in, week out of the NFL. And now that's becoming truer. Marcus Mariota's starting tonight for Washington. Their season is riding on Marcus Mariota tonight against Kansas City. With the other two guys, it's been a slow burn on Bo Nix for me, like watching it. With Drake May, I have to be honest, I would like to watch a little bit more because I think there's a competition issue, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling pretty damn sold on Drake May. I admit, and that is part of what is going on in my psyche. All the stuff that I'm reading and hearing and seeing about Drake May has me feeling pretty sold on it. But you know, to your point, like, look, Eli Manning was ragged as not being as good as Philip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger for a long time. For a long time. Is Eli elite? Remember that whole freaking thing?
Yes. Is Joe Flacco elite?
Right. Like all that stuff. And, you know, Elway and Jim Kelly and Dan Marino and like Ken O'Brien made a couple of Pro Bowls and was pretty damn good for the Jets for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that's back to 83. So
83.
Maybe the ceiling gets lowered, but you still end up with something that's good.
I also think that a reason why everyone kind of gets lathered up about it is because there's a better understanding of how a team is built by your average fan. And they know that clock on the quarterback is ticking. And if the quarterback's even a little bit good, you're probably going to re-sign the quarterback. And quarterback salaries don't live in their own salary cap, which means that you're going to have to draft correctly to make sure that you are working inside of your salary cap with a team that is going to be competitive. And I dare I say, I do think some of that, if people were honest with us about their feelings, is that they don't quite trust the GM to get all of that stuff right. So he better have gotten the quarterback right, because the quarterback's supposed to lift everything else up.
Yes, he is supposed to be the eliminator or the great deodorant, depending on how you see it. Tanny says we have three pieces of fun for the last segment, and he thinks we can get them all in.
All right, then let's ditch this boring conversation.
No, this is a good conversation.
I enjoyed it.
I want to honor the man's quest for the triple pronged fun.
Triple pronged? Oh, because it's three things.
Yeah.
I get it now. I'm like, is that the triple Lindy? My I know that's two different Rodney Dangerfield movies, but who cares?
They both work.
Back after this on the score.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
And as far as who's cold, I guess it has to be the quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you think about 25 of 38, 285 yards, as you said. Some of those are Sammy Sosa home runs at the end of the game. A 77.2 passer rating.
And a terrible interception.
There are steroids.
It's your steroids. Do you have a cork bat?
I'm saying the statistics are built up at the end is all I meant.
Gotcha.
Sammy, very busy.
Wonder Sammy's watching the World Series.
That is not a question I think you would ask.
I was just curious if you still love baseball.
I am
game
surprised.
Three tonight.
Yeah, baby. World Series, game on!
I enjoy the Toronto celebrities that showed up for games one and two. And just like, oh, that's very nice. Look at that. Oh, there's Nelly Furtado. Let's go.
It's like, I'm quitting music. I'm quitting touring, but I'm going to go watch the Jays.
Yeah, yeah. I like this version of Nelly Furtado quite a bit. And if you haven't seen Nelly Furtado in a while, you should go follow her on Instagram. Because I think for a certain type of man, you will very much enjoy what you see.
Wow. That's a ringing
endorsement. What type of man?
A man who enjoys curves and understands that women's bodies age. And they can age beautifully. Like Nelly Furtado.
Noted. Noted. Thank you, sir.
I'm just saying.
It's a solid, solid recommendation.
I'm just saying. Anyway, so.
Three-pronged fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
From our guy, Tanny. Here was a caller on Mully and Haw.
Oh, no.
Who had a chant for a non-victory Monday.
Alex is on the Odyssey app.
Morning, boys. What's going on? I see you didn't get your Bears locker room celebration, and neither did I. So I'm here on a crap-filled clogged toilet plumber's Monday with your losing battle cry. You're going to love this, Dustin. Put it on a loop.
Oh.
Another bad ball. Just another bad fall. Another incomplete pass. Get your head out here. 1, 2, 3, Bears. We're going to be just fine.
Thanks, Alex.
You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
That guy just impressed his friends.
I'm glad for him.
So that was supposed to be good, better, best?
I think so.
Okay.
Another bad fall. Another bad ball. My favorite part was the Bigsian hello. Morning, boys. What's going on? Delightful.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
And then what did Tony Romo say?
You know what he said. This is the one that you sent me yesterday, and I was so happy I went back and had the time to grab
Thank
this
you.
One today.
So glad you did.
Second and goal.
Ready? What are you talking?
It's a handoff up the middle. In the pile, and the push, and the push, and the push, and it's a touchdown.
I don't think it's a touchdown.
Hold on.
I heard the whistle.
You did.
Right when it was close to getting into the pushy tushy.
His crowd's not happy.
He said pushy.
He said pushy tushy.
Pushy tushy.
Wait a minute.
Right as they were getting into the pushy tushy.
Wait, run it back one more time.
Pushy tushy.
All right.
I think we're good.
Barely safe.
I think we're safe.
Not like that band from last week.
Hey, yo. I enjoyed Tony yesterday. I was listening to Tony and Jim, and I was like, oh, Tony sounds chilled out, but knowledgeable. I was like, because there had been a while since I've watched a Tony game. I thought it was good, even with his pushy-tushiness.
Before we get to our last thing, tonight the Bulls host the Hawks at the United Center. Swirsk! And Bill Winnington have your pregame coverage start at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on the Score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklifts.
Yeah, man, that tag really complicates things.
I think I'm in a groove now.
Yeah, you're on it. You got it. You're solid. And then Terry Bradshaw was talking about having a phone call with Andy Reid. I don't know what the hell happened.
Everyone's just groaning back here. I love this.
This was hard.
It's because we like Terry.
We really like Terry, and it's not going.
I think this was good funny, Terry.
I don't play it.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid and I got a text back and I thought it was Andy Reid, but it was some guy selling pigs, but I sounded good. I should have told y'all that so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't really talk to Andy Reid.
I wish you could see the people behind the cameras because they're like...
The point is...
The people in front of the camera, go look up that clip and focus on Michael Strahan.
What, Strahan concerned?
He's like, what is happening right now?
Well, I'm with you, Tanny. I thought that was just kind of him being folksy.
Yeah, the other stuff, like, I get why people are frustrated about it. That was just funny.
Yeah, when he says names wrong and stuff, but this was just he meant to text Andy Reid, and he texted his pig dealer instead. Who among us has not?
But what team was he talking about before he wanted to talk to Andy Reid?
Not the Chiefs?
Correct.
Oh, boy.
That's the problem. That's why everyone there on the set was going... What?
How'd we get to Andy Reid?
That's a wrap.
It's not great.
All right. Well, I'll go.
And we all love Terry, and you don't want to see him go out like that.
Well, I don't know, man. He's got to tell me stories about texting pig dealers. How much?
What do you think that pig dealer said to him when he thought it was Andy Reid?
Yeah, the pig dealer's probably like, I don't know anything.
Never trust a man who has a pig farm.
Yeah. How much do pigs go for? If I wanted a quarter pound of pigs, I guess that's not enough.
Because.
Gotta make it higher.
They'll eat anything.
They will, right?
If you've seen the movie Snatch, you know what we're talking about.
Texture says, I almost broke my ankle running to Instagram, Lawrence. Thank you very much.
Nelly Furtado is. That is what a grown-ass woman looks like, and I am here for it.
We are here for you all every damn day.
Yeah, we are. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock. We will have a full show for you, maybe even some World Series thoughts? You crazy. See you tomorrow, too, here on The Score.
You got it. Great talking.
Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.